Welcome to Short Take. Actor Michael Epp was born in Germany to a British mother and a German father. He trained at the HB Studio of Acting in New York and afterwards stayed in New York, where he started with first roles in theater, TV, and film. Michael has been a steady presence in German television and cinema productions since 2012. In 2014, he won the German Schauspielerpreis for an ensemble for his work on the acclaimed TV series Weißensee. He's also active in international productions, such as the series Crossing Lines, War and Peace, and Jack Ryan, or features like The Brutalist, Fountain of Youth, or The Chronology of Water, which just screened at the Cannes Film Festival. We talked to Michael via video call for this interview. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on this.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, to tell an actor not to overthink. Good luck with that.
Let's not overthink this.
Good one. All right, let's try it.
Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
That's a tough one. I would go with anxious, doubtful, but also hopeful.
Okay. Well, the last one is saving it. Let's put it that way.
I know. Yeah, I was realizing too, I got to put a positive spin on this, but I don't know. It's a strange world we're living in for very obvious reasons we're all aware of. And then obviously working in an industry which is also not, you know, screaming security in any aspect. So anxious, doubtful, and hopeful would be my answer.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I mean, first of all, obviously with family, especially if you've been lucky enough to be on a job, but you most of the time, obviously, you are away from family, which is the catch-22 on any given job, that, you know, you work hard to get a job and then you have one and then you're away from your loved ones. So favorite way to spend would be with family. Then ironically, though, at the same time, I actually love spending time on a movie set for, first of all, obvious reasons, because you get to do what you love and you have a job, but also, and that is actually quite important, because it gives you structure in a life, in a profession where there is no structure whatsoever. Somebody tells you when to get up, somebody tells you where to stand and what to say, if you simplify it. And that puts my mind at ease. So when I'm working, for me, it's almost like being on holiday, because my mind is switched off and just focused on the one thing which I love. And last answer on this one, I guess, my favorite time to spend would be actually just on a walk in the woods by myself. Because you're constantly surrounded by a lot of people in this industry, and you constantly adapt to your surroundings, and because you're selling yourself to a certain degree too, or you're trying to portray someone you are not. So you're constantly in this very strange state. And so I just love being by myself, going for a walk in the woods and just be in the moment.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share, let's put it that way.
My secret obsession, I guess I have, which is quite a nice one, actually, is playing piano. Like, I've been playing the piano since I could walk, basically.
Okay.
And it's one thing I've only done, never in public, I guess. I've never joined a band, or I've never, you know, I mean, I will sit down if there's a piano and play a little bit. But for me, it's always been this meditative aspect in my life where you just sit down and I play a lot of jazz, so I love improvising. And even being a kid coming home from school, you know, I would never turn on the TV. I would simply literally just go straight to the piano and play for hours and hours, quite obsessively. So that would be my little secret obsession, which is not a dirty one, luckily enough. Wow. I'm sorry,
but a nice one. What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously can be acting related, but it can be something else entirely.
You know what? It would be my favorite job. I guess I will shoot for the acting job. It would be this film called The Brutalist, which I was able to be in. I mean, I'm so grateful and happy that I'm you know, sort of this little part in this epic film. But mostly because the director, Brady Corbett, is an old friend of mine. Like, we've known each other for like 20 years from my New York days. And I've just know how many sacrifices and how much he struggled getting his films done. And we've done a bunch of films together. and how much he had to give up in his personal life also. And then for him to see get the recognition on this film, you know, because he won a Golden Globe for it, and they've been nominated for many Oscars. So for me, just witnessing this thing of him succeeding and getting the recognition, I just find it a beautiful thing.
Which, maybe plays in the next question a little bit. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Woo. This is getting it's only 11 o'clock. This is getting down and dirty to it. I love it. You know, loyalty. I don't want to give it too much of a negative spin when I say this, but I feel like, you know, we work in an industry where you're constantly adapting to your surroundings, because especially as actors, we are our own product. You know, our face is basically what we're selling. So you find yourself in situations where you're staying true to yourself, but you're sort of like manufacturing the truth just a little bit to sell you in the best possible way, to go away from that and go and be with friends. I love just loyalty and just being in the moment and having beautiful and honest conversations.
Now we're pivoting a little bit.
Please.
What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine, obviously.
Well, that would be the Italian cuisine, specifically northern Italy. I'm lucky enough to actually have a place in the Piemont, close to Alba.
Nice.
You know, the truffles and the Barolo wines and Nebbiolo and all that. So that cuisine would be my favorite, but my favorite dish is a little bit further down towards the ocean in Liguria, and that would be a simple pesto dish, basil pesto. And my friends are fed up with me because I do it all the time, specifically when like more people than four are coming for dinner. I'm kind of like, I'm gonna make pesto because it's
Yeah.
just so easy. But that is my favorite dish of all time.
Nice. Well, if it ain't broke,
Exactly. Don't fix it.
if you weren't an actor, what would you be?
I took some time off at some point when I was like 21, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And I was actually working on a farm upstate New York in the middle of nowhere. And I was literally milking cows with my bare hands. And I miss that to this day, this getting an instant result of your work, working in nature with nature, and having instant results as well. Because obviously, in this industry, you do something and then a year later, somebody calls you up. It's kind of like, oh, you know, this is what we did a year ago. And you're kind of like, what was that again? If my ego would be a little smaller, I would have been a farmer.
Well, plus, at least that's been my experience. There's also a certain rhythm to it, working on a farm and
I just love that. Yeah, but my ego was too big for that, I think. So I had to be an actor. I'm
well,
sorry.
we are who we are.
Exactly.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Ooh, so many things pop in my head, but I'm gonna go very simple on this. I'm a very tall man. I'm like 6'4". So I think the real life talent I would love to have would just be flexibility. I'm not very flexible, and whenever somebody sits down cross-legged on the floor comfortably, I'm kind of like, how do you do that? I don't know how to do that. Yeah, sorry, it's not a deep, profound answer,
No,
but
that's perfectly okay. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that inspired you or that moved you when you watched it.
you know what? I guess recently, last year, I shot a film called Chronology of Water.
Which was Japan.
Yeah, it was a lovely experience. I'm so grateful. And Kristen Stewart directed it. I mean, she directed for the first time and trusted me with one of the lead parts in it, actually. But I remember being, just because there was so much weight and it was such a great script and obviously also a great opportunity for me. And I remember in one scene, I was so much overthinking it and I was so boxed in a corner and I couldn't get out of it. And because Kristen, I think also because she's obviously an actor turned director now, she was able to identify where I was at and she was able to find the right words to navigate me out of there. And what I thought started as a miserable day just turned out to be a beautiful day with amazing work being done with everyone involved. And that turnaround from like when you feel yourself, you boxed in this corner and you know, oh shit, I'm not going to get out of it. And you thought about that scene for so long and now it's not going well and you're completely stuck in your head. That turnaround she was able to find to get me out of there was just beautiful. And that was one of the most beautiful and profound moments I had on the job.
Well, talk about overthinking.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty every day of
I
that.
think everybody is guilty of that. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
The last one I read was Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
And did you like that?
Loved it. I loved it. I loved it specifically because I'm not a gamer. I don't know that, you know, that environment at all. For me to identify with the characters and the relationships and the emotions in it was quite beautiful. And I really loved that book. It came out of nowhere, actually. I just sort of picked it up and I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Ooh, good question. I guess so many. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's one book I keep going back to like once every 2 or 3 years, which is Stoner, William Stoner, by John Williams, just because have you read the book?
No.
It's very, you know, there's not a lot happening in the book. It's literally just about the emotional state the character is in and how he finds that relationship to, or that courage to just speak, to not shy away from speaking his feelings. You tend to shy away from just being completely honest about your feelings because we all put our masks on for every situation we're in. You know, we have a, you know, even when we're speaking to friends or obviously in this industry, when we're working, everybody has a certain mask he likes to put on. And I feel like that book reminds me when I pick it up that, you know, there's moments you should find complete honesty in just speaking your feelings.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
Well, the one thing, I mean, it just came out, actually, a TV show. It's called Die Toten vom Jakobsweg. It is a crime show, but it sort of, for me, redefined the genre a little bit in a new way and gave it more atmosphere. So that one I can highly recommend, and I loved watching that. But, you know, let's not plug my own horn on this one. So the next one I'm really excited. It's actually a couple of years old. It's called The Zweifless. I haven't watched it yet. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was kind of like, oh, shit, that's on my list, and I haven't watched it. So that would be, that's the next one I'm excited about to watch.
Which, again, maybe German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone that you've worked with recently?
I kind of want to look for a name which is not so obvious. To be honest, on this German film I just did, the Jakobsweg movie, I mean, there's Adolfo Kolmerer who directed it, and Christian Hook, who's the DOP. But let's go one step further. Because we never talk about editors in sort of the public eye. And we had the most amazing editor I was lucky enough to work with called Ilya Siebert. Mm-hmm. And he's this young kid, a lovely human being first and foremost, but so talented. And as we all know, the movie really comes together quite literally in the editing room, right? And what he was able to get out of the material which we have given him in terms of in front of the camera and with the book and everything, and just elevate it. Also with the, you know, within that budget we had, and you know, it can be quite stressful, and the hours and hours he has to watch all that material, which I'm very sorry to, you know, because he has to watch our faces constantly basically mess up. But I think he's such a talented editor, and that is a name I would love to pluck and put out there, Ilya Siebert.
Okay, nice. Thank you. We're pivoting again, and it's getting a little bit more personal again. What do you like most about yourself?
Ooh. That isn't it funny how the first reaction to a question like that is always like just defense mechanisms coming up and crawling up behind you being like, oh, let's not talk about me, please.
That doesn't sound too...
Exactly. But you know what? My answer would be that I'm pretty good with finding humor and a laugh in every situation, no matter if it's a positive or negative one. I think there's even in negative ones, there's always that moment where you got to find the humor in it just to break that tension and let steam off. So I would say I'm pretty good with that, actually, just finding a laugh in every situation.
What do you dislike about yourself?
You know what? I think I am too judgmental too fast. But also of people, I just realized that the other day, sometimes you judge of, you know, people or situations and you don't even know them personally. And I certainly do not want people to judge over me and that when I haven't met him at all yet. So that is a thing I really don't like about me whenever it does happen. And I always got to remind myself and being like, let's stop that, Michael. So I would love to be not as judgmental as I am in certain situations.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Oh, thank you. I love how fast you put that out there. I'd be like, don't cry, please. The last thing I regret Oof, you know, I mean, I give you two things. Quite literally, I was really hungry last night, and I had a very greasy burger, and that's still hovering in my stomach right
Oh,
now,
okay.
so I regret that. And I did have a really nice conversation with an old friend of mine not too long ago, and he's from Berlin, so he has, like, really old school friends. He's still really, really close with, and because I moved around quite a bit as a kid. You know, I was born in the south of Germany, then we went to England, and then I went upstate New York, and then came to Berlin. I don't have this one old school friend who's like a brother who knows me in and out, basically who I've known since I was peeing my pants. I don't have that kind of friend, and I regret not having that. And I just realized that a couple of days ago, actually, in this conversation. That was kind of, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have a wonderful circle of friends and have beautiful best friends, but I regret not having this one old friend, almost like a brother, but not a brother.
Yeah, but that's a tricky one. I can relate. I mean, we moved around a lot as well. It's like when people ask me where you're from, I'm like, don't really know how to answer that.
You don't really know exactly. So and maybe it's more like I envy people who have old friends like that. I don't regret it myself, but I think it's a beautiful thing to have this, this family, which is not family, because there's a different relationship in that, and people who know you in all episodes in your life. I think that's a quite a beautiful thing, and I envy that. Maybe regret.
Well, to give things a bit more of a positive spin,
Please.
which random thing makes you happy?
I would shoot with a very good glass of Nebbiolo and a good dish of pasta, like an amatriciana, or like a
Nice.
slow cooked tomato sauce, which just is beautifully cooked in with a beautiful glass of red. That it would definitely be my spot.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I think there's no such thing as one motto which just helps you out all the time. I think there's the situations change and everything. But one thing I learned actually from Brady Corbett, who directed The Brutalist, I remember this was like 15 years ago. I was offered a job, and I did not want to do it because it wasn't a very good, like, the material wasn't, it was just not very exciting. And on the contrary, I think it would have hurt my career also to do that job. But at the same time, obviously, I needed the money. So I was really unsure what to do, especially because, we hear no a lot in this industry, but we don't have the courage to say no ourselves a lot in this industry. So I was really, and I certainly wasn't in a position to turn things down at the time. And obviously, to this day, you find yourself in similar situations. But anyway, I was talking to Brady about it, and he just stopped me in the mid-sentence and was kind of like, "Michael, are you desperate?" And I'm kind of like, "Well, not that desperate yet. Why?" And he's kind of like, "Don't be desperate until you are desperate." And that is I guess, a motto I keep reminding myself of if it comes down to certain jobs you're not sure about if you should do them, and keeping in mind, obviously, that you can be very grateful to just get offered a job, obviously, and same for me. But sometimes these jobs come along you're not sure about, and my answer to that is always like, how desperate am I right now? So don't be desperate until you are actually desperate.
And we're at the last question.
Woo!
And it's going to be interesting. Who would play you in a film or series about your life? Obviously, it's not so much about a visual twin. It's more about who you think might portray the essence of you, I guess.
I mean, that's such an obvious answer. It would have to be Sylvester Stallone, obviously. No, you know what? That's a tough one. I would have no idea. I mean, first of all, I really hope that no TV show or movie will ever be done about my life, because I haven't figured
You
this thing
never
out called
know.
life myself yet. I don't know. There's Cate Blanchett, because I think she's the
Oh,
most talented, most beautiful actor out there. So if you need a name, I would go with that.
okay, I'll take that.
And she can do it. She can do anything. She's amazing.
That is very true. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Michael.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.